بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم ما بعد Respected elders and beloved brothers, all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of His infinite grace and mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gathered us here in His house. We haven't come here on our own accord. This is the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have come to His house. As we would only invite someone who we love to our house, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves all of us much more than that. And Allah keeps on giving us the tawfiq to come to His house. The masajid are the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites and gives tawfiq and a divine ability to come to His houses will come to Allah's house. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to come to His house and perform the Asr Salawat Jama'ah. By performing our Asr Salawat Jama'ah, all the sins that you might have performed, might have committed from the previous salah until now, Allah has forgiven all those sins. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned something to this effect in the hadith, that person who performs the two cool salahs, man salla al-bardain, dakhala al-jannah, that person who performs the two cool salahs, referring to the asr and the fajr salah, then this person will definitely be entered into Jannah. So, after performing our salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to sit in His gatherings of deen. The purpose of sitting in any gathering of deen is that deen must come into our lives. Rasulullah mentions that person whom Allah intends good for, Allah will give him a good understanding of his deen. So whenever we sit in any program of deen, then our intention should be that how the level of my deen can increase, how I can gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how can I become a better person. So my respected elders and beloved brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the greatest ni'mat, which is the ni'mat of the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. This kalima, there's no price that we can put to it. And even in this world, we will not truly understand the value of Iman. But only when a person closes his eyes and he comes in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then only when the person understands the true value of Iman. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the kafir, when he will come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will understand that now I'm going to be doomed to the fire of Jahannam forever and ever. So this kafir, in order to try to ransom himself from the fire of Jahannam, he will offer Allah. You make an offer to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this in the Quran. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ أَنَّ لَهُمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ لِيَفْتَدُوا بِهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَا تُقُبِّلَ مِنْهُمْ. And if the kafir on the day of Qiyamah, he has to possess whatever in this world, whatever is there in this world, all the wealth, all the valuables of this world, the person has to own it. And he has to offer it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to ransom himself from the fire of Jahannam. And even double that amount. وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ Double that amount. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا تُقُبِّلَ مِنْهُمْ It will never ever be accepted. So what we understand from this is that this iman that we have, that this iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with is more valuable than this entire world. Another ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains also that even if the person had to be given this entire world full of gold, and he has to try to ransom himself from the fire of Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيُّقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا. This entire world full of gold will never ever be accepted. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ. These people who disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will have a very, very painful punishment on the day of Qiyamah. So my respected elders and beloved brothers, this iman that Allah has blessed us with is not something for us to take lightly. It because we might have been born in a Muslim home, our parents were Muslim, so we automatically were born with Iman. Every person is born with Iman, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us be born in a Muslim home. This is a ni'mat from Allah. Without us even asking Allah, applying to Allah, filling any papers, any documents, Allah has blessed us with this Iman. So this Iman demands from us something. Iman demands from us something. But Allah has given us such a great ni'mat. Every favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands that we make shukr for it. Every ni'mat, every bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, it demands that we make shukr for it. The shukr of this iman is that we have to thank Allah daily for this iman also. And we have to make an effort to improve on our iman all the time. Because of the environment that we live in, because we are out there in the world, we're involved in different things. Everything around us is giving us da'wat, inviting us to everything besides Allah, then our iman is affected. The strength of our iman increases and decreases. So if a person is not going to be making an effort on his iman, then his iman will become very, very weak. When a person's iman becomes weak, then he finds it difficult to do good. He finds it difficult to come to the house of Allah. He finds it difficult to dress according to sunnah. He finds it difficult to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because his iman in his heart is weak. He has iman. And even if he has to die with an iman, and he committed many sins, through the mercy of Allah, after some time he will eventually end up in Jannah. But to live with iman is one thing, but to die with the iman is a greater ni'mat of Allah. None of us have this guarantee that we're going to die with iman. A person might live his entire life with iman, but before his end, shaitan tries his most to try to take this person off the path. So living with iman is one thing, but if a person in his life, he continuously makes an effort to protect his iman, he comes into the environment where his iman will be refreshed, and he makes an effort to do all those things which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that will protect his iman, increase his iman, then inshallah it is hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless this person with a good death. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered the masjid, and he saw one sahabi making dua. And in this dua, the sahabi praised Allah in very, very ajeeb words. It's a long dua. When he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Malla Tarahul Uyun, till the end of the dua. At the end of this dua, the sahabi, he makes dua. Allahumma ja'al khayra umri akhira. Ya Allah, make the last portion of my life the best portion of my life. Wa khayra a'mali khawatima, Ya Allah, the best amal. Wa khayra a'mali khawatima, Ya Allah, that action of mine, which I make the last action of my life the best action of my life. You know, we find sometimes a person, we hear of a person, he went to Medina Munawwara, he was in the Riyadh al-Jannah, or it was a Jumu'ah, or he was in the masjid, or he was in a path of Allah, and he passed away. We envy the type of death. Islam is the only religion where we envy the way a person dies. And we wish and we make what Allah gives us a death like that also. But if how a person lives his life, that is how he will meet his death. In this dua, the sahabi is making this dua. And Rasulullah is standing and listening to this dua. What he said, Allahumma ja'ala khayra umri akhira wa khayra amali khawatima wa khayra ayami yawma alqaka fihi. Ya Allah, the best day of my life, make it be the day when I have to meet you. Every one of us, we are moving on a journey and we are coming closer and closer to the day when we have to meet our Allah. Now we have to ask ourselves, do I want to meet Allah in a condition where Allah is pleased to meet me and I am pleased to meet Allah? Rasulullah has mentioned the hadith that that person who is pleased to meet Allah, then Allah will be pleased to meet this person. And if you are, so a person will only be pleased to meet his death or pleased to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he knows he has prepared. When a person lived his life in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will determine how he is going to leave this world. We have to continuously make an effort. Why? Because the reality of life is that none of us know when we're going to go. Everyone knows when he came, no one knows when he's going to go. The old go, the young are also going. Those who are poor are going, those who are rich are going. Those who are ready are going, those who are not ready are also going. Those who are sick are going, those who are perfectly healthy and fine are also going. Every one of us in that line when we're going to have to meet our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And since we have come into this world, that life that Allah has given us is getting shorter and shorter and shorter. Every day that passes, one day of our life has decreased and we are one day closer to our qabr. 1 year passes, we are 1 year closer to our akhirat. We are 1 year closer to our qabr. And that day is going to come. Definitely it's going to come. The day is going to come. And when it does come, there is not going to be even one moment of extension. None of us is going to get any extension. وَلَيَّأَخِّرَ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. Allah will not give any person any type of extension when his time for meeting Allah comes. So the reality is, respective brothers, we have to go and we know we have to go. But we have to ask ourselves, how do we want to go? And how we want to go from this world, if we want to go in a way that Allah is pleased with us, we have to live our life in that manner. We have to prepare all the time. So we were speaking about this iman has demands something from us. So Rasulullah, our Allah is explaining, what does iman demand from us? Iman demands from us two basic things. One is istiqamat. We have to remain steadfast on this iman. What it means to remain steadfast on this iman is either to fulfill every command of Allah, live in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in order to do this, in order to be able to fulfill every command of Allah and follow, do it according to the command of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person needs some internal strength. The person needs the quwwat of iman from the inside. Because everyone knows the commands of Allah. Most people know the command of salah, they know the commands of protecting the gaze, they know the command, this is halal, this is haram. But the imani quwwat, the imani strength on the inside is not there to stop a person from doing haram and to drive him and to push him forward to carry out the good deeds. So the strength of iman has to be there. And how the strength of iman is going to come? So in the ayat of Allah, in the ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us what is the purpose of our life. And he says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created man and jinn except for my worship. So the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to carry out every action that we do in our life according to the command of Allah and according to the sunnah of the Nabi. That is ibadat. Even if it may be something insignificant like walking or talking or going to the toilet or eating or sleeping or doing business or meeting with your family, sitting and having a chat with your family. If this is done according to the sunnah, the command of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah, this is ibadah. So the purpose of our life is to live in the way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what you call ibadah. But now in this ayat of the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ إِلَّا الْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, the ulama explain what it means by لِيَعْبُدُونَ إِلْ يَعْرِفُونَ, that we have created man to recognize who is Allah. When a person will recognize who is Allah is, then only he will be able to obey the commands of Allah. And in order for us to create that marifat, so we said the purpose of life is ibadat. In order to make ibadat, we have to get marifat. We have to gain the recognition of Allah. We have to understand who our Allah is. And in order to get this marifat of Allah, we have to give da'wat. Da'wat is there in order for us to speak about the greatness of our Allah so that a person, the greatness of Allah comes in our heart. Whatever we will speak about, that is the love of that will enter our hearts. That is why the emphasis is so much, especially nowadays, where Allah tells us every day we have to give da'wah towards Allah. Every day we have to speak about the greatness of Allah. And everything we see in this world is not doing. It is only Allah is doing. I myself am not doing. My family is not doing. My business is not doing. Everything is happening only with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where we are seeing it happening from? It is not happening from there. Behind everything is a system of Allah. My yaqeen must not be in the asbab. Like how we have yaqeen when we see a tap. We know the tap is not giving that water. We know that behind the tap is a system which we cannot see, which is bringing that water to that tap. So we have to have yaqeen in the system of Allah. That behind every system, Allah does not need the asbab to give us things. Allah does not need the means to give us things. Allah gives with means. Allah gives without means. Even against the means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. Allah provides, Allah sustains, Allah looks after everything. Everything is under the command and the control of Allah. So this yaqeen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every day we have to speak about Allah so that the marifat and the recognition of Allah comes in our heart. And this is like the secret behind this effort of da'wah. That the more a brother will speak about Allah, the more a person will go out in the path of Allah. And he will involve himself in the environment of iman. And he will listen to the talks of iman. And he himself will speak, even though at the beginning it might seem difficult for the person, the brother, to start speaking. Ask a youngster today to speak about Allah. He can't even speak for 1 minute. But you ask him to speak about something that he loves, he will speak for 10, 15, 20 minutes. For hours also he will speak about something that he loves. Why? Because he's so used to speaking about it. But today, Allah forgive us, very few people know how to talk about Allah. So Allah has explained to us that every day we have to talk about Allah. When we came out for Jamaat the first time, one of the brothers, he told us, see, when you speak about Allah at the beginning, it will feel like it's a burden. It will feel very hard for you to speak about Allah. And then at the time will come when you start be giving da'wah, your da'wah to be like a parrot fashion. You'll just memorize certain lines to say as your da'wah, and then you'll speak about this all the time. But slowly, 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 as you give more da'wah, as you speak, then the time will come when you'll be able to look at anything around you and you'll speak about the greatness of Allah in that thing. Whatever you look at, whether it is the building, the carpet, the lights, the trees, the stars, the moon, even in yourself, anything that you look at, you will be able to speak about the greatness of Allah in that thing. So we have to give da'wah all the time to Allah. That I'm mentioning in this effort of da'wah, and a person will give more da'wah, more da'wah, more da'wah. Automatically we see a person's change will come in a person's life. It's not that he's just coming in the house of Allah and coming into the environment and this automatically is changing. There's a'mal that are taking place in that environment that makes that person change. The more he speaks about Allah, the more that iman of his increases, and the more the love of Allah will come into his heart. So that is the first taqaza of iman, the first demand of iman. What does iman demand from us? It is istiqamat in our iman. Allah in the Quran says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those people who say that our Rabb is Allah, meaning they bring iman, then they are steadfast in this iman. Steadfast in this iman, ulama will explain that it means to live in the obedience of Allah, to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when it comes for them, it comes for the time when they have to leave this world, Then تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. Allah's angels of rahmat will come to this person, and they will tell this person, "La takhafu," don't fear, don't have any fear regarding anything that is going to be happening, whether it is qabr, whether it is going to be hashr, whether it is going to be pusirat, whether it is going to be entrance into Jannah, all the stages of akhirat, whatever is coming ahead of you, don't fear about that. We will be with you. We will take care of you. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. And whatever has passed, don't grieve about all of that. نَحْنُ أُولِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Because you remained in the obedience of Allah in your entire life. Now, we were with you. We were taking care of all your affairs. We were with you. We were your friends. So we will be with you. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. And they will give this person basharat. And they will give this person the glad tidings that you are going to be given that jannat which you have been promised. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. So that is the first taqaza of iman. And the second taqaza of iman, the second demand of our iman, is that we have to make nusrat of the deen of Allah. We have to make nusrat. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا أَنصَارَ اللَّهِ. O people of iman, become helpers of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected brothers, Allah has blessed us with iman, Allah has blessed us with deen, Allah has blessed us with beautiful environments of deen, Allah has blessed us with some level of deen. Now the demands of this, of being an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and being the reciter of this kalima la ilaha illallah, is that we have to give da'wah to others also. We have to speak to others about Allah, we have to become helpers of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we have to see in whatever way possible, how we can become the helpers of the deen of Allah. Allah does not need anyone to help his deen. Allah is completely ghani. Allah is samad. Samad is that being who needs no one, and every creation needs Allah. Allah is ghani, Allah is independent. But every creation needs Allah. So we need Allah. We need this effort of deen. The efforts of deen don't need us. If we are not there, Allah will take work from many other people who will do the work much better than us. But we have to put ourselves forward and ask Allah, Allah, please accept me for your deen. Allah, accept me for the efforts of your deen. Allah, accept me to make an effort for the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and beloved brothers, ulama explain to us that every week the amal of the ummah are presented before Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he comes to know what is happening in the ummah. He is away. Now, if you think about it, what is being presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every week? Are our a'mal, or the a'mal of the ummah, being pleasing to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? One of our ulama, Damat Barakatuh, mentioned that the reason why the ummah is facing this halat today, the conditions today, is because of the pain and hurt that we are causing to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much of efforts of qurbani and sacrifice he and his sahaba radiallahu anhu made for this deen, and today this deen has become is leaving the lives of people. And there is no real worry and fikr in the hearts of the ummah that the deen is leaving their own lives, the lives of their families, in their own homes, that people are reading salah. And so much is happening, but the pain in the heart is not there. So respected Allah's and brothers, this effort of da'wah, the effort of that we are involved in, we are coming to this mahal of Shab Guzari, is to create within us that fikr and that worry and our concern. One is to increase our iman, and one is to increase that fikr, that worry and concern, that the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is dying, is leaving the lives of people. The commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are being broken everywhere in the world. When Muslims die and Muslims are hurt, and Muslims lose their dunya around the world, then it pains our heart. That is in its place. We have to, it's a sign of our iman that we have pain when people lose their lives. But when Islam is leaving the lives of people, when in our own localities and neighborhood, and maybe in our own homes also, sometimes the commands of Allah have been broken, does it really pain us? If it does not pain us, then there's something wrong with our iman. We have to make an effort and check our own iman. Why the lowest level of iman is that when we see something wrong taking place, that our heart has to pain. So if the pain in the heart is not there, then we have to make an effort, we have to be worried, we have to come and go out to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create within ourselves this worry and concern. So Allah has brought us here to this mahal of Shab Guzari. We have to make an effort or niyat to increase our iman, to increase our fikr, and make a niyat also that alhamdulillah today, this week we have come. And maybe we are coming, mashallah, with istiqamah, we are coming every week. But our Allah salas, we have to come ana or lana. We have to come and we have to bring others also and come. Or banana, what it means, we have to make others, to make workers, create people who will do this effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So every week we are coming, mashallah. Allah give us tawfiq and istiqamah that we make qadr of these environments of deen that we have. The Shab Guzari, many countries of the world don't have these things. Many cities in our own country also, they are so far, they don't get to come for the Shab Guzari. We are living nearby, we are coming, mashallah. Allah give us tawfiq that we come from the beginning and we stay right till the end. And we have to bring others also. Every week when we come, we make intention that we're going to bring others, bring new people. Just coming into this environment of da'wah, environment of khidmat, environment of amal, will change people's lives. So we bring others also. We will become the means of many, many youngsters and other people also changing their lives and coming out. So respected brothers, after the Maghrib Salah, when the bayan takes place, let us all finish our salah, finish our sunnahs, finish our nawafil, and come closer to the minbar and benefit from the tour that will be taking place. And at the end of the bayan, when the tashkil is being made, put ourselves forward, put ourselves in a court of Allah. Ya Allah, I want to do something for your deen. Allah, accept me. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I am weak. I have this problem, that problem, that problem. Ya Allah, put all your problems in front of Allah. Say, Ya Allah, these problems are problems for me, but it's not a problem for you. Everything is easy if Allah makes it easy. For Allah, the easy is easy, the difficult is easy, and what we think is impossible is easy for Allah. So put all our halat in front of Allah and ask Allah, accept me, accept my family, accept my children, accept my community, accept my home, accept my vehicles, accept my entire, everything that you have blessed me with, Allah, accept me for your deen. Allah, give all of us tawfiq. Now is the time which the ulama say, sa'atul ijaba, the du'as are accepted. So we should take us some time. There's still about 20-25 minutes remaining for Maghrib Salah. So if we haven't for some reason finished our durood for the day, at minimum 1,000 durood, and we haven't finished our Surah Kahf, for whatever ma'amulat we have for the day of Jummah, we try to finish all of this year inshallah. And when it comes to the time before Maghrib, the ulama explained to us that is the time when du'as are definitely accepted. On the Friday in the house of Allah, in this environment of deen, inshallah, when we make du'a to Allah for ourselves, for our families, for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our du'as will definitely be accepted. Allah give all of us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.